crypto debit versus credit cards. Which model fits your spending? The choice between crypto debit and crypto-backed credit cards determines whether you sell your assets every time you spend or borrow against them while keeping your position. This affects capital gains tax, liquidation risk in bear markets, and whether your crypto holdings grow or shrink over time. Crypto debit cards. The instant liquidation model. When you tap a crypto debit card to pay $100, the issuer sells $100 worth of crypto from your balance at market price and sends fiat to the merchant. The whole process takes 1 to 3 seconds. You see the deduction in your wallet immediately. Card model liquidation assets, conversion spread tax event, Coinbase card, debit, BTC, ETH, USDC, 200 plus tokens, 0.51%, everyspend, crypto.com, debit, prepaid. CRO, BTC, ETH, USDC, 0.5%, top-up only, Wirex debit, BTC, ETH, XRP, USDC, 1-2%. Every spend, Gnosis Pay debit, self-custody. EUR, USDC, SDAI, 0.2%. Every spend, Solflare card, debit, Sol, USDC, SPL, 0.3%, every spend. The upside of debit is simplicity. No collateral, no margin calls, no interest charges. If you spend with stablecoins, capital gains are near zero, and tax reporting is minimal. Paired with a stablecoin card, this is the path of least resistance. The downside is that every non-stablecoin spend is a disposal event. If your BTC appreciated from $30,000 to $60,000, spending $600 means you triggered a $300 capital gain. Do that 200 times a year, and you have 200 separate tax events to track. There is also the opportunity cost. Every dollar you spend is a dollar of crypto you no longer own. Issuers take 0.52% as a conversion spread on each sale. Over a year of regular spending, that adds up. And unlike credit cards, debit does not report to credit bureaus, so it does not build your traditional credit score. Crypto-backed credit cards, the collateralization model. Credit works differently. You pledge crypto as collateral, and the issuer gives you a credit line based on a loan-to-value ratio, typically 50%. Deposit $10,000 in BTC, get $5,000 in credit. When you spend, the issuer pays the merchant from a credit facility. Your BTC is never sold. It sits locked as collateral, while your debt accrues interest. Card or platform model max, LTV interest rate, liquidation price, Nexo, credit line credit 50%, BTC, 8.9, 13.9%, LTV hits, 83.33%, Ledien credit card credit, 50%, 9.5%, LTV hits, 80%, Gemini credit card hybrid, crypto rewards, fiat repayment, NA, not collateralized, 23.99%, traditional APR, NA, BlockFi credit, defunct credit, 50%, 9.75% LTV hits, 70% AV credit delegation credit, DeFi, 75% varies by asset, variable 3 to 12%, LTV hits. 85-90% crypto-backed credit cards are less common than debit in 2026. BlockFi collapsed in 2022, and most products marketed as crypto credit cards are actually debit cards with crypto rewards, like Gemini. The main advantage is tax deferral. Borrowing against crypto is not a disposal. If you hold 100 KLAs in BTC with a 30 KLA cost basis, borrowing 50 K and spending it triggers zero capital gains. A debit card would have created a 70 K taxable gain on the same spending. You also keep full exposure. If BTC doubles, your collateral doubles, and your credit limit increases. The main risk is liquidation. If BTC drops 40%, your $10,000 collateral is now worth $6,000. Your LTV jumps from 50% to 83%, and the platform sells your BTC to cover the debt. During the March 2020 COVID crash, BTC fell 50% in 48 hours, and thousands of collateralized loans were liquidated. Users lost their entire holdings and still owed money. Interest runs 8 to 14% APR. On a 5,000 balance, that is 400-700 year. And if the platform itself fails, BlockFi Celsius, your collateral goes into bankruptcy proceedings. Tax treatment by region, United States. Every debit card spend is a disposal of property under IRS rules. Capital gains are calculated per transaction. Short term, held under 1 year, at ordinary income rates, 10.37%. Long term, at 0.20%. 200 transactions per year means 200 separate capital gains calculations. Borrowing against crypto is not a taxable event. IRS Revenue Rule 2, 2019-24. Interest paid on personal loans is not deductible. Liquidation, if triggered, is a taxable disposal. United Kingdom debit spending is a disposal for CGT purposes. The annual CGT allowance is $3,000, 2026. Rates are 10% basic or 20% higher. The same day and 30-day bed and breakfast rules apply. Borrowing is not a chargeable event. Credit users can stay under the $3,000 CGT allowance by not selling. European Union Germany taxes debit disposals if the crypto was held less than 1 year. After 366 days, gains are tax-free. Credit borrowing is not taxed. France applies a flat 30% on crypto gains from debit disposals. In both countries, the credit model defers tax indefinitely. LTV and liquidation math. LTV, loan to value, is outstanding debt divided by collateral value. At 30-50% LTV, you have a comfortable buffer. At 60-75%, one bad day could trigger liquidation. Above 80%, most platforms sell your collateral automatically. A real scenario: you deposit $20,000 in BTC, 0.33 BTC at 60K, borrow $10,000 at 50% LTV. BTC crashes 30% to 42K. Your collateral is now worth 13,986. LTV is 71.5%, and the platform sends a margin call. You have 24 hours to add $3,000 in collateral. If you do not, the platform sells 0.143 BTC at 42K to bring your LTV back to 50%. You lose BTC that was worth 8,580s at peak, sold at a crash price. To prevent this, borrow conservatively at 30% LTV can withstand a 63% price drop. Over-collateralize by depositing more than you need, or set price alerts, and keep emergency USDC ready to top up collateral fast. Which model fits you? Debit works for people who spend regularly and value simplicity. If you use stablecoins for daily spending, tax events are minimal, interest is zero, and there is no liquidation risk. Consider self-custody options for maximum control of your funds. Credit works for users with large crypto holdings, 100K plus, who are confident crypto will appreciate faster than the 8 to 14% interest rate. You need to monitor LTV ratios, keep emergency collateral ready, and accept that wrong timing can wipe out your position. A hybrid approach splits the difference. Keep 50% of your portfolio in stablecoins for debit spending, tax-efficient daily use, 30% held long-term, never touch, and 20% pledged to a credit line for emergency liquidity. Case studies: a daily spender using 2,000 month in USDC on a debit card pays about 120 year in conversion spreads, 0.5%, with near zero tax events. The same spending on credit means pledging $20,000 in BTC, paying 1,400 year in interest, and carrying liquidation risk. Debit wins by 1,280 year. A Bitcoin maximalist holding 500K and expecting a 4x over 5 years gets a different answer. Spending 50K a year via debit triggers 10,000 year in capital gains tax and sells assets that would have appreciated. Credit costs 5,000 year in interest, but keeps the position intact. If the 4x thesis plays out, the credit user ends up $250,000 ahead. If it does not, they risk liquidation. The 2021-2022 bear market showed what happens when the thesis is wrong. A credit user with 100K BTC collateral at the November 2021 peak saw BTC drop 77% to 16K by December 2022. LTV hit 217%, the position was liquidated, and the user still owed $27K. A debit user would have sold small amounts over time and still owned BTC through the recovery.